Hey, everyone. This is Craig Valentine from TurbulenceTraining.com and TTMembers.com and TTFatLoss.com. And I'm here with another 7-day fat burning call. We've got a really cool program to go over this week. And, of course, first of all, I want to say if you haven't already joined me on Facebook, please join me at FacebookCraig.com or on Twitter at TurbulenceTwitter.com, and you can keep up to date with daily fat loss tips and some of my videos and what I'm eating and how I'm working out. Maybe that will inspire you to take things to the next level. So hopefully you'll join me on those websites. Now, this week we're going to talk about the Reformed Meathead Turbulence Training Fat Loss Program. I'm pretty pumped up for this one because it's a great program. I have a lot of fun putting this one together, and so we're going to go over all three of the workouts. But first, we're going to start, of course, with our best transformation tip for Monday, June the 15th. And this one is a double shot. They're really two tips combined because they're so closely related to one another. Now, first thing I want to talk about is getting off track. When you get off track and you fall off the wagon, just cut your losses, okay? I had someone email me and say that they were feeling like a loser because they made it through Friday night without drinking, even though they regularly host people at their house and they had friends over, but they didn't drink. And then Saturday night, they went somewhere and they didn't drink. But then on Sunday, they had two glasses of wine. And, you know, they were really upset with themselves. But I think they should celebrate the two victories. And, you know, the world's not going to end here. We're all trying to make improvements. But if something happens, something goes bad, no big deal. No big deal, okay? So cut your losses. Don't worry about it. Get right back on track immediately. Just, you know, put that out of your mind. It is minor damage. Everything like that can be dealt with. Literally, two glasses of wine, you're looking at 300 calories. It's not that big of a deal. So even if you wanted to go the entire month of June with your diet reconstruction and have no alcohol and you messed up, don't worry about it. Just a little mistake. You are not a mistake. You just made a simple mistake. So focus on that. And then the other thing that's tied into that is to not procrastinate. Now, too many people talk about what they want to do and never do it. So what I want you to do is do it now. Whatever you're thinking about doing, do it now. Doesn't matter if you're thinking about cleaning up the pantry, finally starting to exercise, taking care of a long overdue chore around the house, reconnecting with a loved one. Just stop procrastinating. Do it now. Okay? So you can even pause this call, go do your thing, come back and listen to the rest of the call. I will still be here. All right, so those are the two transformation tips I want to give you this week. Now, let us review Turbulence Training Fat Loss for Reformed Meathead. Now, we're having a bit of fun with the name of the program, and here's the story. A good friend of mine, I started training him back when I was a strength and conditioning coach back in 1998 at McMaster University. He was on the rugby team. That was one of the teams I worked with the most. And so he was training with, you know, my athlete-type training programs. And then as soon as he finished university, he went on and started doing the bodybuilder meathead thing. So that's why I call him a meathead, you know. That's, you know, meatball, meathead, whatever. Anyways, so musclehead, that's another term. So now, slowly, I'd say about 2004, he started coming back. So about 2000, 2004, he was a total meathead. And then he started coming back into the fold, you know, the prodigal son returns. And so I switched him over from bodybuilding 5 days per week to Turbulence Training for Muscle programs 4 days per week, 3.5 days per week, really. And he was loving it, and we made the Turbulence Training Meathead programs for him. Now he's really coming back to Turbulence Training, and I made his first, you know, fat loss program for him that was 3 days per week. And he really loves it. He has more energy. He's less beat up from training so often. And so this is the Reformed Meathead Fat Loss Program that he used and he really loved, and it helped him get jacked and lean, as he said to me. So let us focus on Workout A from that program. It's the May 2009 program if you're looking on the calendar for it. So Superset 1 is dumbbell incline press paired with dumbbell row. Great superset. I actually did this specific workout with him in a gym in downtown Toronto, and we just whipped through this one really fast. So that's a 3-supersetter. Then we go on to superset number 2. It's also 3 supersets. We're going to do pull-ups for maximum reps and dips for maximum reps. And then into the optional superset number 3, depending on how much time you have, dumbbell tricep extension and barbell curls. So classic meathead workout there. Bodyweight intervals at the end if you have time. Vertical jumps for 10 reps, rest 10 seconds, and repeat that 3 more times for a total of 4 rounds. So you do jumps, You know, you jump up, you land nice and soft, and you jump again as fast as you can. You do that 10 reps, then you rest 10 seconds, and you do that 4 rounds. And by the third round, you're going to be pretty gassed. So the first 2 rounds aren't too bad. Obviously, you lots of power in the first round, a little bit less in the second. Third and fourth rounds are going to be tough for you. But that's it for the interval training. So that's a real quick workout there, a lot of fun, total upper body pump workout. Now let's talk about Tuesday's 30 minutes of activity. Remember, that's a 3-day program, so we're going to have Tuesday off, or whatever, you know, day you have off. 30 minutes of activity. People have been asking what constitutes 30 minutes of activity. And it's going to vary between people. You know, me personally, I always am walking the dog, so I don't really count the walking as activity, you know, as my 30 minutes of activity. Certainly I count it as activity, but I don't ever count it as cardio, as some people always say. You're doing cardio by walking your dog. Well, not in my world, you're not. Anyway, so 30 minutes of activity, at least keeping your butt off the couch. And this is, you know, I'm thinking here in terms of people who, you know, get up at 6 when they commute to the office to get there at 7:30 or 8, and they're, you know, sitting in a chair until 5, and then, you know, by the time they get home at 7, dinner and then family time, and it's 9 o'clock at night. And, you know, some people, well, most people just collapse on the couch or, you know, sit in front of the computer for an hour and not do any activity at all. But, you know, all day long there, you've done nothing but sit in that posture that is not what we're meant to do. You know, sitting with rounded shoulders, and, you know, you sat in the car, you sat at the office, you sat in the car, and you sat at the table at home. So you haven't got activity, you haven't done any mobility stuff. So what I want you to do is anything from walking to jogging to any kind of sport, to swimming, to yoga, to bicycling, to hiking, to gardening, to surfing, to frisbee, playing tag, as someone said on the Turbulence Training Forum, jumping rope. I mean, you can do anything, but I just want you to keep your butt off the couch from that position that, you know, you're pretty much molding yourself into all day long. So that is what 30 minutes of activity is. It could just be it could be a random assortment of bodyweight exercises, stretches, walking, you know, foam rolling if you have a foam roller, more stretches. I mean, it could be anything. Just, you know, do stuff that you didn't do all day long for 30 minutes. We're both happy, and we're ready to move on. All right, so workout B from the Meathead program. Now, this one is more of a lower body and abs program. We're going to start with a barbell squat. We're going to do 3 supersets, but on the last time we do the barbell squats, so we're going to do barbell squat and stability ball rollout or ab wheel, 3 supersets, but the last time we do the barbell squats, we're going to drop the weight down by 50, maybe 25 to 50% and do a drop, what's called a drop set, which means you drop the weight and you try and get a few more repetitions. So that's what we're going to do there for the first superset. Then we're going to go into the second superset, which is dumbbell Romanian deadlifts and stability ball jackknives. Nice little lower body ab superset. And then another lower body ab superset to finish off with barbell forward lunges and side plank with dumbbell lateral raise. So that third superset is going to be new to a lot of people. You can obviously do dumbbell forward lunges, but the side plank with dumbbell lateral raise, you're going to be in a side plank position. Everybody knows what that is, right? And then you're going to hold a dumbbell in the arm that's not supporting your weight, and you're going to do lateral raises. So you're going to start with, you know, let's say you're on your left side, and your right arm is going to be holding a very light dumbbell, just, you know, underneath your body there. And then you're going to do a shoulder raise. So you're going to raise that dumbbell straight up so your fist is pointing towards the ceiling, and you're going to use your shoulder to do that. And you're going to do 10 repetitions per side. Now, it's quite a unique new exercise to Turbulence Training, and I think you're going to like it. So you do both sides, obviously, 10 reps. Then you're going to finish off with bodyweight interval training. Burpees, 10 reps, rest 30 seconds, repeat 3 more times for a total of 4 rounds. So you find in this program the bodyweight interval training is very short and to the point, but there's a lot of lifting. All right, Thursday, 30 minutes of fun activity. Now, we got a lot of questions in last week about the interval training stuff, so I put up a video on the website to go along with this call. I want you to listen to that or watch that video. And then also people have been asking, you know, what's the best way to do interval training in the gym? What's the best machine? And personally, I think that the treadmill is best, then the bike, then the elliptical machine. You know, Stairmaster in there, mixed in there somewhere. But treadmill is definitely going to be the hardest thing, definitely. I really like the bike. I mean, A lot of people actually like the elliptical more than the bike, but I do prefer the bike. All right, let's move into Friday, workout C. This is a total body workout, starting with the deadlift, 8 repetitions. Now we're going to use perfect form, no straps, and a double overhand grip. So your grip is really going to get worked in this one. Then you're going to do dumbbell chest press, and that superset's done a total of 3 times. Then the second superset is military press and inverted row. So military press is with a barbell, and you press that overhead in standing position, abs braced, knees slightly bent. And you pair that with an inverted row, which is a double overhand grip, lying underneath the bar, pulling your chest up to the bar. Maximum reps there. And 3 times through that superset. Now, next is optional. You can do 3-minute arms or 6-minute abs. They're both Turbulence Training monthly workouts you can get at turbulencetraining.com/workouts. And then you're going to finish off with bodyweight squat intervals. 20 seconds of squats, 10-second hold in the bottom position, repeat for 8 rounds. That'll take you 4 minutes, and you're done. All right, moving on into Social Sports Saturday, my favorite day of the week. I want to talk to you about giving more than you receive. Now, what the heck does that mean? It means never giving up, telling yourself that you can do it. I want you to stay strong. I want you to stay positive. I want you to stay in the positive zone. And I also want you to focus on giving yourself repetitive messages. Now, the more often you tell yourself to stay strong and stay positive that you can do it, the more times you give yourself affirmations, the greater your chance of success. So never give up. Always be giving more affirmations to yourself, okay? So really be focusing on staying positive because you can do it. There's just too many success stories of people exactly like you out there who have overcome the same obstacles as you to actually get results. I mean, Body for Life has shown us that anybody everywhere can get results because they just have so many examples. And that's what we want to do with Turbulence Training is get 1 million people transforming their body. All right, into Sunday, plan, shop, and prepare day, 30 minutes of activity, of course. Do something from that list I gave you. And then let's talk about nutrition. I want you to try something new. Put the new back in nutrition. Now, I know that doesn't actually fit, but that's what I want you to focus on here. Now, last Sunday for me, I went to a health food store and bought a hemp beverage, which is very similar to almond milk. It's made from hemp seeds. Now, it has more protein per serving, which is why I bought it compared to the almond milk. But as someone on Twitter said to me, the hemp beverage is so bad that it makes almond milk taste delicious, and almond milk is a bit of an acquired taste. So it's true. It does taste terrible. I'm going to give it a few more shots, but it's not very good. Now, but as you know, I'm swearing off the dairy for the month, and I'm trying to get protein now. I was just talking to my professor from the university who's done a lot of protein research. And what the research shows is that at most you need 1.8 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight to gain muscle mass. And that's, you know, of course, keeping in mind that you're not overweight, you're not over fat. You know, if you're obese, you don't need that much protein per kilogram of body weight. You know, it's really more in line with your lean body mass. Now, that said, I'm not sure how much protein I'm getting. I think I'm getting around 100 grams of protein on this near-vegan diet because I'm eating my 4 eggs per day. That gives me 28 grams of protein. And then the rest I'm getting from grains, from nut butters, and a little bit from this hemp stuff, and beans. Beans are also really high in protein. So I'm getting about 100 grams of protein, and at 84 kilograms, I'm getting about 1.2 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight. But that's still within the range in, shown by the research to be enough for building muscle. So it's interesting. It'll be interesting to see my results at the end of 30 days here. So far, I'm right about the same weight as I was last week, and just need to eat probably some more calories. But eating whole natural foods is very, very filling. So, again, I'm not having any added sugar. I'm not having any processed foods. I had a couple of natural bars last week. They were made with, you know, all organic, whole ingredients. The only thing that was in there was some honey and malt to keep things stuck together. But I'm going to try and stay away from the bars just because I know, you know, even if they're organic and made with all these natural foods and they're not, you know, made with processed flour, they're still kind of a processed food in my mind that, you know, they're in a package. So starting to avoid that stuff. You know, my rules are a little bit wishy-washy, but that's what I'm saying anyways. I also bought some mixed nuts and dried fruit. That helps keep the calories up. I bought a veggie patty, you know, like the classic veggie patties you buy in Jamaican restaurants and that type of stuff. So I bought a veggie patty, but it's made with organic spelt flour, so that doesn't I'm pretty sure that's gluten-free. And I bought it as a snack to have watching the NBA Finals. So, you know, imagine showing up at the guy's house, you know, your buddy's house to watch some sports, and you bring over a spelt veggie patty. Well, that's what I did. And but it actually was really good. All the ingredients were unprocessed, so it fit. I also bought some spelt linguine, which seems to have a fairly high protein content, and some quinoa, which I think I'm pronouncing quinoa, maybe that's how you pronounce it. Anyways, I'm hitting that later on tonight for dinner. Now, I also did some reading on a report from my friend Cardina Paza, who wrote The 10 Vegetarian Foods You Must Not Eat If You Are on a Weight Loss Program, and that report will be available soon, but she let me read it in advance. And I actually found out something kind of sad about my Amy's Organic Chili, which is kind of sad, but kind of not sad. But it contains a lot of sodium. It contains probably a third of your daily sodium intake. Now, fortunately, because I'm eating all these unprocessed foods, you know, there's no salt added, it still isn't a big deal for me to eat that much sodium in a can of Amy's Organic Chili. But if you are on a diet that is recommended to have low sodium, it's unfortunate that, you know, one food that comes in a can that is, you know, pretty healthy, relatively, that it does contain a lot of sodium. And I should have known that because, you know, canned foods generally do have a lot of sodium. So if you're on a low sodium diet, watch out for that. If you're not, then continue to enjoy that great product, which I really like. All right, so that is it for this week. Lots of cool stuff there. I'm actually flying out to California to meet with Cardina and get a whole bunch of my vegetarian questions answered. We're going to do some interviews. We're going to do some video, you know, tour around to raw food places. She's going to make some raw food. She's going to make that famous raw lasagna that she has on her website. And, again, she's going to have a new blog coming out with lots of vegan and vegetarian information to help you lose weight on a vegetarian program if that's what you're interested in. And I think that everyone, even meat eaters, will get a lot of information from it because, you know, if you're eating meat, you're also probably eating vegetables. And she's going to show you lots of cool stuff to make. And we're not going to be too preachy about it. We're just going to show you options and be positive about it. Anyways, next week we're also going to hit phase one of the six-month body weight manual. That's going to be pretty cool. I'm going to talk about the diet tips I get from my trip to California. And also, it's going to be tough for me because I'm going to be eating on the road trips here, going to some meetings. I'm going to all-day meetings with guys that like to eat meat. And so I'm going to be struggling a little bit, but I'm going to come through and have no problems and report back to you with what I learned. So I look forward to speaking with you next week. This is Craig Valentine from TurbulenceTraining.com and TTMembers.com. And, of course, visit my blog at TTFatLoss.com and friend me on Facebook at www.FacebookCraig.com. I look forward to speaking with you. And, again, let me know if you have any questions. Send them in by email, and we'll answer them here on this call. Talk to you next week. Have a great week. Bye-bye.